everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to talk a little bit about ethics in headshot photography. This is something which I deeply believe is not discussed enough, and we actually entering this crazy era where AI and Photoshop becoming such a tools that we can alternate literally everything. And while ago, I was basically hired to do some big project, and one of the clients asked me to do some ridiculous things to the face, and I simply refused to do that. But that kind of gave me this opportunity to think deeper about this whole thing, because as I said, when it comes to headshot photography, we are going to run into so many different clients. And I think most of those informations is available to a lot of people out there, that photographers have tools and they have ability and also they have skills to work on their face as a plastic surgeons. And I think this is something which I think should be also discussed among headshot photographies, you know, how much we can push those images, how much is too much. And those are the questions which I think we need to answer, we need to discuss them, we need to openly have a conversation about this topic. So today I'm going to kick this off and I want to create this podcast where I'm going to dive in into some of those things and you guys basically can share with me what you guys think about it. I would love to hear back what's your approaches to this type of requests. And also, you know, on the flip side, the thing is that this whole thing, it's not easier for us because we can much more easier and much more efficiently and much more precise make those changes and make those requests to the point that nobody can even recognize that they were done to our clients and to the pictures. So let's start with simple thing, which I just want to basically start this whole thing off. I think we need to at some point create some principles when it comes to this ethical approach to headshot photography. And I think everyone has own principles and, you know, everyone kind of knows what they're capable of doing and what they're allowed to do and how much they want to do it on the personal level. And I have to say that I was in that situation where the clients request some ridiculous requests to, you know, do some, as I said, crazy changes to their faces, to their body. And I remember at the beginning, that was something which I never said no, because I believed that, well, this is the client, I can do it, I can show them my skills. And at the end of the day, I just try to make them happy, which, you know, is kind of like a short, I would say, success, because then you have another client who comes in and they have a bigger request. They want to do some more drastic changes. And there's never end, right? That's what's going to happen. When we're going to open the door to this, then basically the clients will take advantage and the clients will demand and they will be requesting some of those things. So I think we need to, as I said, create those own principles. And for example, in my case, I don't make any, as I said, major changes to changing the shape of the face, to use tool which everyone knows, which is called Liquify, to smaller the bodies and, you know, I don't know, make the eyes bigger and all this crazy stuff. I don't do that for my headshot photography, even though I know how to do it and I know this whole thing is so efficient nowadays that nobody would even notice that I've done those changes. It's gonna definitely makes the image looks better, but at the same time, I don't feel that I have right and I don't feel that it's ethical to do make any of those changes. So as I said, first of all, the first thing what we have to do, we have to create those own principles, what we can do and, you know, what we will do and, you know, where are the boundaries for some of those retouching processes for our clients and for our images. The next thing what I want to talk about it, which is also extremely important, is we need to educate our clients about those standards. And we need to make sure that they fully understand what they're getting into before hiring us. Because I also know that some of those situations came out after the photo shoot. So the shoot was done, I finished my project, and then I was getting into my retouching process, and all of a sudden I'm getting this crazy request from the client that they don't like themselves, they don't like their nose, they don't like their cheeks, they don't like their teeth, they don't like their eyes, they don't like the hair, and then, hey, can you change those? And I think everyone should go through some basic educational, I would say, portion that they need to be aware, and they have to understand that you don't do those things. And I always talk to my clients about those things before I jump into any headshot sessions. Nowadays, I'm telling them, you know, like, I'm doing basic retouching for their headshots. I'm gonna just do removing some blemishes. I'm gonna just clean up a little bit the skin. When it comes to some discolorations and stuff, I'm gonna create some additional tonality to the image. I also can do some simple stuff when it comes to, you know, just creating a little bit more contrast to the image. But that's it. There's no more going nuts when it comes to just reshaping their face and making their eyes bigger and changing the lips color. You know, sometimes I know, like, when there's so obvious and there's some makeup artist mess, then we can definitely interfere and just correct some of those things. But I'm not going to just do some completely drastic changes to my images. So that's something that we need to start doing. I deeply believe that the clients, you know, they understand. Even though we all probably experienced that a lot of our clients, they take those images and they go on Instagram or Facebook or other social media applications, and they butcher them with filters, with, you know, some additional adjustments to the pictures, and they completely destroy the way they look. They destroy their skin texture. They just do this crazy stuff. And even though, like, recently I've noticed there is some crazy apps which they simply just completely change and make the person looks like 10 years younger, and the skin looks perfect, and they make their eyes bigger. They just, you know, correct everything what is possible, and the crazy part, this whole thing looks really real, which is scary. But, you know, we are, I think, in the world where everyone tried to be a little bit fake, everyone tried to look better, everyone tried to, I would say, make themselves look way better than they actually are. And, you know, this technology allows us to do that, and on the level that nobody is even able to recognize that. The next thing is, let's talk a little bit about refusing those unethical requests and how to deal with this. So the way I deal with this, first of all, is, of course, education. So we need to basically explain to them why you even refusing this whole thing, because simply it's unethical. We shouldn't do that. If those are little changes that is going to improve their look, you know, like if you have, let's say, yellow teeth and then you want to just brighten them up, those are like a little small adjustments. But if someone is, I don't know, like 20 pounds overweight, and they want to basically just take this weight away, of course we're not going to do it, because you just basically just faking who you really are. Another little thing what I want to point out, that a lot of people, they're coming to do a headshot session, and they have already planted in their head, and because they see themselves all the time, they see those things which they don't like about their face, about some things which, let's say, they might have on their face, and they're going to point it out. They're going to tell you, remove this, take this away, because I hate that. But the thing is that, and this is kind of the thing what I'm trying to explain them, that most people, they don't pay attention to this. Those are the things which we are aware of, and we hate them, and we know about them. But average person, whoever's going to look at those images, they never going to see it. And I think at some point I saw this example from Peter Harley, who actually have this pretty cool thing. What he does, he shows this FedEx logo where there's like a little arrow implemented into this logo. And you have to like literally point it out for most people who didn't hear about this whole thing, and so they can see it. And the same thing applies to our clients. Like, we have to show them that and say, hey, you know what? I know you don't like this about your face, and there's something which you're not proud of, or you just hate this little thingy which is hanging somewhere there. But again, nobody's gonna see it. And even if you show that, you have to literally point this out to somebody to see it. And even though probably 10 seconds later, that person's not going to even remember this because they're going to move on to something else. And because people just take a glimpse on their images, right? It's not something they're going to be staring and they're going to analyze their face like we do, photographers. And then we can pick on any little detail. And I think also this is kind of funny because nowadays, after shooting like hundreds or even thousand headshot sessions, whenever I look at the people, and I know it's going to sound kind of crazy, I'm analyzing their face, and it sounds kind of ridiculous, but sometimes you could see like, hey, I could fix this, I could fix that, I could just, you know, make this look better. So it's just something which, because we do this on the daily basis, that's something that we're going to be doing even unconsciously whenever we're going to be looking at somebody, right? So that's something to remember, that you have to literally start talking to your clients on the completely different level to make them to kind of understand, you know, that they shouldn't be kind of so worried, and they shouldn't be kind of like going crazy because they want to, I don't know, adjust something. The next thing what I want to talk about is you have to also stay updated on industry standards, like, you know, what it's ethical, what's unethical. So let's talk a little bit about it, and I'm going to just go for briefly some of the stuff what I do. So I mentioned that already, I don't want to repeat myself, but, you know, removing some, you know, simple blemishes, you know, it's, of course, in my opinion, it's okay. You don't want to remove any birthmarks or some major stuff, especially for actor headshots. Those things has to stay in because, you know, that's just who they are, and you don't want to just clean up literally everything. Another thing what I want to point out, what I'm doing is, again, creating some nice contrast to the image, nice tonality to the skin. And this is also because, you know, our equipment is not perfect. Every gear has some, as I said, deficiencies, and they don't take the image accurately 100%, so we can definitely you know, adjust some stuff in Photoshop. We can definitely, in my opinion, you know, gently whiten the person's teeth if this is too yellow, you know, but again, we don't want to go too extreme also, because this is going to just look ridiculous. So we have to just take off a little bit just to kind of equalize and then make this image look a little bit more nicer. And then we can increase a little bit of contrast, we can add tonality to the image, and we can fix, I think, you know, something which is, let's say, there's some sticking out hair, but those are like really, really minor stuff. Like, we're not going to some extreme stuff. I deeply believe that everyone who is shooting headshots should dive in and talk maybe to other headshot photographers, can talk to some maybe organizations which specialize in that type of stuff, and then do some little bit of research. Just make sure that you are aware what is ethical and what it's not ethical, and just kind of see what other photographers do, talk to them, discuss this, and then hopefully you will find some kind of framework where you can just kind of see where you fit and what you want to do. The next thing what I want to talk is how even like discuss this with the client. So typically what I'm trying to do, I'm trying to offer some alternatives. So let's say if someone comes in and say, hey, you know, I have this wrinkles under my, you know, eyes, and it looks kind of awful, and I hate them. And, you know, if they're going to tell you like, you know, please remove them and take them away, I don't want them on my face. But typically what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to simply tell them, hey, you know what? I'm not going to remove them for a couple of reasons. First, they're going to just literally change the shape of your face, and they're going to just change the structure of your face. and the next thing it's gonna look awful. Like I can tell you right away, if I remove them, this is gonna look absolutely crazy and you're gonna look like an alien. So we can't do that. But what the solution is, I can make them look less visible, and I'm able to do that. So, you know, maybe that's gonna give your clients a little bit of peace of mind, and they're gonna understand, hey, you know what? They're gonna look, this image looks better, but he's not gonna interfere, and he's not gonna just makes me look ridiculous. Because, you know, some of those requests, let's be honest, they simply ridiculous, and people don't even realize what, you know, some of those things can do to their face and how bad those images would look like if you just follow their guideline. The next thing is definitely have something in the contract just to be kind of safe on both sides, and you can point it out throughout, you know, when the client is signing up for the headshot session, that you have this little point here that, you know, you doing just the basic retouching, you're not doing some crazy stuff. And that's also something that I deeply believe is a kind of like a little information before, so the client is aware that, you know, hey, you know what, he's not going to do it. And if they're going to just coming up with those crazy requests, then you can say, hey, you know what, I have that in the contract. I, you know, you've read this, I point this out, we talk about it. So you just completely aware, you know, what I'm kind of like open to do when it comes to the retouching your headshots. Another thing, what I found is extremely helpful, be open and have a dialogue with your client. Because, you know, sometimes what I've noticed, you know, people have a lot of insecurities, and people, they just like have those issues in their life. And then, you know, they want to look better. And then, you know, it's not about you, it's about them sometimes. And you have to just kind of dive in a little bit deeper and just have a discussion and try to understand them a little better, where they're coming from, why they want to make those changes, if this is necessary or this is not necessary, you know, if this is the right things to do. Just try to talk to them. And I can assure you, most of the time they will come to some kind of realization that, you know what, yeah, you're right. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I know I want to look better, but I have this age. I look the way I look, and I have to respect that. And I have to make sure that, you know, people portray me the way I actually am. And I always also tell them, hey, you know what? It's not even about those little things which we pointing out and we kind of freaking out about them. It's about your body language. It's about your face expressions. Because if you have amazing face expression and you are happy on the image, or you look good, and then you have this amazing lighting and all this stuff, nobody's going to look at your little, let's say, pimple, you know, which is kind of like to the side of your face. They're not going to be just like focusing on that. People generally, and then we talk a little bit about it already, people take this kind of the overall look, and they just sense the emotion from the image. And we need to discuss this. We need to kind of make sure that they understand this. And as I said, having discussion with the client, it's extremely important, and then it always helps. I can guarantee you this. The next thing what I found is extremely important is you have to also educate yourself, you know, like how to deal with those situations, how to, and I'm not talking, you know, about just becoming psychologist and, you know, just becoming this person who can really figure this whole thing out, but understanding the, as I said, the industry standards, understand how to approach, how to deal with clients who comes with those kind of issues. You know, what also like having those skills in Photoshop also going to help you to kind of like maybe do them the way that they're not as crazy, and then you can just, you know, do things the way that you know, like it's not as obvious, and then and it's not gonna just affect the image the kind of the crazy way. So education about now about the client, but also educating ourselves, you know, it's something that is extremely, extremely important, and the kind of understanding the topic from so many different angles also is going to help you to not only to understand the processes, what you were capable of doing, but also helping the clients to, you know, believe in themselves, believe in those images, and they can proudly use those pictures afterwards. So they're not going to be just like, you know, kind of mad at you because they came in with all those big expectations, and they put that in their head that you're gonna just alternate this image to some kind of crazy look. And now, like, they didn't get that. And now they're upset and they're angry. So, you know, selling the headshots is extremely also important, and it's difficult because, you know, you're exposing a lot of those things. And a lot of clients, they want to hide those things. So creating images which they're not only going to make you proud, but also make your clients proud, and they're going to be showcasing, and I'm going to be just bragging about it, and I'm going to be happy with them. That's the main goal, right? So that's something which is extremely important. So summarizing this whole thing, there's two things. First of all, what I want to say is trust your instincts. Make sure that whatever you do, you feel good about it, and you're not going to just doing things against your own will, and you're not feeling cornered, that the client is just forcing you to do certain things and you're just like, shit, what the hell I should do? Should I do this or I shouldn't? Or how to say to the clients, no, you know, I don't know. But, you know, some people are extremely manipulative and they can really push you to the corner where you have like no option. And I've been in those situations where the clients like literally demand that you have to do it. And you have to also learn how to say no. So that's something which also is extremely important, and you have to also be prepared to walk away from this type of projects, because, you know, you don't want to do, as I said, anything against your ethics. You don't want to do anything against you know, everything what you do, because this is your business, this is your life, this is your you know, something which you pay your bills from. You have to, you know, sometimes I think it's better to say no instead of get into some other troubles and other problems and stuff like that, right? So we need to create those boundaries, trust our gut, and then if you see that the client is way, you know, pushing too hard and is just demanding things which you're not comfortable doing, things which you're not willing even to do, you have to also kind of learn how to put the foot down and say, hey, this is enough, this is not going to happen, I'm not going to do it. So there's a lot of education when it comes to that, and then there's a lot of things we need to learn about those type of things. And I know, again, I'm repeating myself, a lot of photographers, they focus on, you know, lighting and equipment and stuff, but to be honest, headshot photography is way more complex, and you're going to be running into so many different other challenges rather than, you know, just the equipment and the lighting, and you know, those type of things nowadays are becoming like literally daily basis thing, where clients coming in and they have this crazy request. Not to mention there's another element which I also noticed, and I'm gonna do a separate podcast on this, because I also noticed that there's a lot of people out there who are coming with some major plastic surgeries, and then, you know, they cannot smile, their face is paralyzed, and then, you know, it's just crazy. And the sad thing about it is the fact that, you know, the younger and younger people coming with all those adjustments and those surgeries done to their face, and it's just brutal, and it's becoming worse and worse and worse, in my opinion. But, you know, you cannot really say anything to the client, you cannot really I don't know, just blandly tell them, hey, you know, this is wrong what you're doing, because that's their decisions, that's their life, and that's something which, in my opinion, is extremely delicate, because, you know, as I said, everyone has own insecurities, everyone is not happy about the way they look, you know, everyone, I'm sure every of us, in including myself, there would be definitely a few things which I would love to change about myself, but I can't, and I have to learn how to live with this, and I have to respect myself. But not, I think not everyone nowadays is willing to do that, and then they, especially when they see options and they see that, you know, they can change that, they can just pay surgeon or pay somebody to, you know, fix those things. And then, and I know there's different things out there, you know, there's some things which, you know, they definitely makes person look better, because, you know, they have this things which, you know, there are gonna improve them. But I also noticed that most of the time nowadays, people, you know, they try to improve things which they don't have to, and that's the sad part. Okay, I'm gonna stop here. I know I could talk about it for another hour. This is interesting topic in my opinion, and I think this should be more discussed and should be more open. But if you have any questions regarding this, if you run into some interesting situations, if you run into something which make you uncomfortable, and then you know you felt that the client is pushing too much, too hard, let me know. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Let's keep that conversation going. And I would love to hear from you. So it's Friday afternoon. So if you have some good plans for the weekend, I'd like to wish you all the best. Have a fantastic weekend ahead of you. And stay tuned, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.